everybody, and welcome to Tiny Table 3. If you don't know, and you haven't listened to this podcast before, you know that we get a little loose with our language. We're never mean with the things we say, but if you have younger listeners currently in the room, you might ask them to leave for this particular podcast. If you don't mind a little bad language, then please continue on. This is Tiny Table 3, your Nerdiverse in three segments. And today, we will be talking about Stephen Hawking passed away, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
You guys are...
Oh, wait, were you... Sorry. I mean...
Let me bust out my trombone.
You can't just be silent all of a sudden.
Made me sad.
And our nerd argument this evening will be you actually get your choice of what plot point you can remove from the nude universe.
Hey,
I live in that universe more than the nerd one.
Totally different. What plot point you'd remove from your favorite nerd storyline? And of course, we'll have mediocre advice from a decent human being, in which we discuss whether fantasy.
I'm going to say that it's not really an advice segment. It's more of a you guys telling me what a big loser I am. And
yes, and if you want to hear that, listen on. So it's whether or not science fiction people can date fantasy people. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. And if you're ready, here we go.
Let's start this over. We can't mention Jeff's thing.
Okay, we'll start over.
I can't mention that person is hot.
Okay, one more time. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Tiny Table 3, everybody. We're just talking about a bunch of things that you guys can't know about. So this is Small Stack. I've got Milo in-house. We had Jeff, who's back.
Crept back in. But thank you for letting me back.
And we actually have Spencer in-house, first time podcaster with Tiny Table 3. How you doing, Spencer?
Pretty good. How about you?
Spencer's a filmmaker.
That's me.
We're getting a lot of first-timers lately.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes, exactly. Long-time listener, long-time fan.
Well, welcome to Time Table 3, your nerd universe in three segments. And you guys ready to start the first one right up front, our nerd argument?
Yeah, I guess, sure. But just warn me when you do the thing.
Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
Uh-oh, stand by.
Nicholas!
Did you hit puberty with that one, or no?
I did. My balls dropped.
Time to change.
Nicely played. We have a Brady Bunch reference.
That's for all you Brady Bunch fans.
That was fantastic. That's Peter, right?
Yeah.
My brother used to make that joke when my voice was changing.
Well, I really like this Naked Wrist. And if you guys haven't heard, of course, you've all heard that Stephen Hawking passed away recently. And we're going to do a little bit of time travel today. We're going to... In remembrance of the great Stephen Hawking, we're going to take the time machine back to a time when you could change the things that you don't like about your favorite nerd universe stories. If there is a plot point in any nerd, so sci-fi or fantasy storyline, that you can go back and nix it from the plot, get rid of it, what would it be? What would it be?
Can I go first? Actually, I changed it.
There's some easy ones here that I know are going to come up.
I changed it.
And you guys are going to steal mine.
Because I'm angry. Finn should die.
Whoa! Yes. Right to.
Yeah.
Last Jedi, I'm upset.
I'm upset with that because, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Last Jedi, you're one of two people. But he should have died. Why did they have to save him? Why does everybody have to live? Just let him die. I actually would have had more respect for him if he was dead. Instead, he got saved, and then after she kissed him, he was like, wait, she had a crush on me? Like, it was all confusing. Also, Rose doesn't belong in the movie. Yeah, boo on her. But
he should have died in Force Awakens, and then Rose would have never even been in the movie.
I think he was fine.
Two birds with one stone.
I think he should have died in...
What's your argument that Finn should no longer be in the series?
Okay, so at the beginning of the movie, he's trying to run away, right? And then he spends the whole movie trying to redeem himself, but actually he's not trying to redeem himself. He's just trying to play this character of, I wasn't really running away. I was trying to do a bunch of shit. And then as the movie goes on, he's like, oh, you know what? There's actually a lot I can do. And then when he comes back and he's finally like going up against that laser thing, he's like, all right, I'm ready to die for the cause. Like, that was his moment when he realized, like, he was ready to give his life for something because he finally believed in something enough. And they didn't fucking let him die. And it's like, they cheated him his moment.
No clue. Yeah. Just like.
And Like
he has very few redeeming moments.
Yeah.
He's pretty much a coward the entire first two movies.
Also, if I was that commander on the first ship when Poe Dameron's making that radio call, I would have shot him out of the air like 5 seconds into that. Because that is the dumbest. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't mind Force Awakens. It wasn't my favorite. And I know there's probably gonna be a split audience on this one. But I felt like the whole first scene was like him getting this radio call. And if you're in a war, you don't wait for the dude to make jokes about not hearing you on the radio. You just shoot at him. And then Finn,
I liked it,
should have died because it was his moment. It was all build up, no payoff. And that is not what you do in that kind of situation. You don't just tease all this and make it seem this dramatic moment. And then you're like, oh, by the way, you'll never find out what Snoke is like, and then kill everybody.
Dude, we're not on the Snoke thing again, are we?
No, we're not. But I'm saying, like, it's a similar thing where they build up this whole thing, and then they're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care anymore. Finn should have died.
I liked Finn. I like Finn as a character.
I don't mind him if he was dead.
Well, Jeff, you hate Finn, right?
I hate Finn.
I know.
Finn is a waste of space most of the time. And it's not because he can't be a good character. It's because they don't allow him to be a good character.
He doesn't have a proper story arc, in my opinion. He doesn't change enough as a character.
Yeah, he was like, all set up
he's
cool.
He's literally the same person he was.
He was set up cool with, like, I can't be a stormtrooper. And then,
like, he's literally, he's been a coward the entire first two movies, and he's really, in my opinion, not changed. Like, you can be a coward and still affect the outcome of a battle.
No, he was okay really at the end hero. Of Force Awakens because he picked up the lightsaber and tried.
Yeah, but
he was okay in that movie. He got better towards the end.
He picked up the friend zone saber, and then he's going to get stuck in the friend
zone.
And
also, the problem with Force Awakens, that whole, like, because, like, Benicio del Toro was an awesome character.
Yes, he was.
And also, they probably should have kept him in the movie longer.
Yeah.
That's another thing I would have changed. But Finn and Rose's whole casino thing was completely pointless because
he didn't die
and redeem himself, and she's annoying.
She's terrible.
No, but the casino, we've been over the casino scene. I mean, that
too
was
long.
The setup. You needed Rose, and you need the show.
Yeah,
I need to be
beat over the head with good versus bad.
From
here's how I think you fix.
Good versus bad, beat over the head with it. Thanks.
I know this is a tangent, and I'll try to make it quick, but here's how you can fix Last Jedi. You cut Finn and Rose out of it, and you do the casino scenes with Poe and Benicio del Toro's character.
I would have liked that.
I would have loved to see those two characters interact, and they didn't get any screen time together.
Actually, I'm also going to change that whole, he's just a loose cannon pilot, because the whole fucking movie, he's trying to fuck things up, and they don't just, why don't you just tell him the plan? I'm sure he could have kept the secret.
I like how Leia's trying to keep Poe in check for being a loose cannon, and yet she, like, married one. He's literally, like, pretty much like
but the whole movie he's like, I'm gonna cause a mutiny and I'm gonna do all this stuff. He never gets in trouble for any of it. You guys notice he never, like, no consequences.
But seriously, like, the one thing that you would change out of all plot lines in the nerd universe is to kill Finn.
Yeah.
Really, like, you couldn't
kill or let him die.
He was gonna kill himself, and you know why? Because
he would have actually had a cool arc if
he
would have.
Yeah, would have been cool moment.
I'm with you. I don't think he should be killed because he's a pointless character. But it would have been more significant if they had took the risk to let someone. There are consequences. Someone, a real character, mm-hmm. died. So I'll give you that.
And
I don't think it's a win. I don't think you've won this naked wrestling.
I mean, also Boo Rose. Boo
no,
Rose.
Stop. Leave Rose alone, man.
It's not that I'm against that character.
The kids
but
like
maybe
Rose.
She shouldn't have been in the movie. Maybe her sister didn't matter. She didn't die.
Her sister was cooler than she was.
Yeah, her sister literally did nothing, and I had more compassion for the sister. Her sister was like, I'm going to save a bunch of people and die, and that's the only thing you get of me,
and, the sister
and
was
you'll
a,
like
the
me more than my sister.
Was a better actor, too.
That, too. Also, Rose was dubbed in the beginning of the first
movie.
Yeah,
terrible, terrible dubbing.
Wow, really? I didn't even notice that.
Rewatch it. Every single, like, first line she says is dubbed.
Oh.
I hate it, yeah.
Wow.
I notice it every single time I watch.
Also, how does she know who anybody is if she spends all day behind pipes?
Right. Well, you guys like the movie, though, right?
I mean,
I did.
It's a C plus.
Oh wow,
no.
Man, you're wrong.
I'm sorry, guys.
At least I would give it a B plus.
And it's not that I hate it for a lot of normal reasons. Not like I don't like. Well, actually, I don't hate the movie. I just don't like it for a lot of good reasons.
Okay. Okay. Well, can we
moving on?
Are we moving
well, yeah,
on?
Yeah,
okay,
we'll move
let's
on.
Move
That's
on.
A
okay.
whole nother separate.
Who's do I get to go next? Or you guys want to go next?
I don't mind.
Boo on Rose.
Go ahead.
Mine's not like super profound. It's just more of a personal thing. So.
I've got three. Ooh. But I'm not going to do.
Wait, you can't do three.
I have two.
You have to do one.
This is sci-fi and all fiction?
I have one that's.
I mean, he said sci-fi fantasy.
Sci-fi fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, you can go literature if you want. We're nerds.
No, sorry, not literature.
We're nerds.
Well, sci-fi and fantasy encompasses all types of mediums.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Number one, and this is a no-brainer, although you can argue whether this is something that's already been fixed anyways, the death of Darth Maul.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't die, though.
I know Clone Wars fixes that, and I know it's canon because Disney took that shit over.
It should have been in the other prequel movies.
But it would have fixed the movie.
Well, Darth Vader should have also been adult at the beginning of episode one.
Well, yeah.
It should have been like a young teenager.
Yeah.
If there's any change to episode one, it would have to be that Obi-Wan and what is it, who's the captain that sits with him in the airship?
Tanaka.
Yeah, if the two of them had gone into Tatooine instead of
they were too detached from it too.
What the Gungan, the droid, and the
everybody hates Jar Jar though.
And the
everybody.
You know, the young lady.
Rightfully so.
That's so dangerous.
Padme,
like you don't want them to go get a part. You want the guys that know what's going on to get the part. Yeah. Right?
The Hutts are gangsters. We'll send everybody to be drawing attention.
It's so weird that they were the ones that went out there. I don't know.
That's true. No,
it's pretty bad.
It is bad because it's like, let's send an entire clan of outsiders that clearly do not belong on this planet. Let's send a Gungan, by the way. How more Naboo can you get?
And like one of the worst planets, or not planet, but like the spaceport.
Let's send the water creature into the desert city.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly like, but getting, you know, Darth Maul and getting the Night Sisters and the Clone Wars, that was a big redeeming moment to see that creation. Now, but obviously that the big one, and this is, again, it's almost not as a no-brainer, right? It's the same movie, right?
Right.
We got to nix the midichlorians.
Oh my god!
No, fuck the midichlorians. That
was so insulting.
God!
I mean,
the
kind of did
info
though,
dump, right? The info dump that you know that Qui-Gon sits down with Anakin.
Yeah. Pointless.
Okay, so we got these microscopic microbes that you appear to have a lot
Qui-Gon,
of.
Qui-Gon, sir,
all
what
around
are
you?
Midichlorians?
I mean, they kind of got rid of that, though.
Well, no, they just ignored it. They didn't get rid of it. They just kind of said, "We're just gonna pretend like we never said that."
Swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
Well, that's
never comes up again.
Sometimes you
totally
have to ignore things to make it better.
Just get rid of that.
That's what my medical advice is: ignore it, and it'll get better.
That's how I live my life.
This man
dude.
Needs more.
Also,
medicine.
I'm not a doctor, so if you take medical advice from me, you're a fucking idiot.
Now, does midichlorians even come up in the other prequels later on?
No, it doesn't at all.
No.
It's such a heavy
no,
backlash.
And they talk
it does on the scanner. The midichlorian count is through the roof.
But that's still episode one.
Is that still episode one? Okay.
Yeah.
That's episode one, Obi-Wan, and then later they do the info dump. It never comes up again, and they do a lot of talking in the second movie, and it doesn't come up again.
Yeah. Some really, really bad talking in the second movie. Oh my god.
That's pretty bad.
That's probably my winner. I thought about like nixing the Scouring the Shire in Return of the King.
Yeah.
I mean, rightfully so, they did in the movies.
Yeah.
But in the book, it's so fucking brutal that, you know, I would like to get rid of it. But I understand why it was in there.
I mean, it makes sense. If you tell people where the ring bearer is from, I mean, they know it exists.
And you know, bad guys, we're going to kill you. Not just you, but your whole family and everyone that ever knew you kind of thing.
Yeah, but still hurts.
Why they do it, though.
All right, so you're sticking with the midichlorians?
I am sticking with I think midichlorians is a winner. I'm going to hang with that one.
Right.
So who's up?
I don't mind going. I got my personal one, and I've got a funny one. So my personal one is, I've talked about this on the podcast before, but my favorite franchise is Back to the Future.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
All time.
How do you not know that?
I know. I love Jeff.
We had trivia night last night, and the question was, name all the Tannen characters, and I got them all, like, within 2 seconds.
What?
One time, Jeff turned to me holding a guitar, and he said, it's a blues riff and B, watch me for the changes.
Yeah, pretty much.
He says it all the time.
So my thing is just purely personal. I would have not destroyed the DeLorean at the end of Back to the Future 3 to leave it open for sequels.
Well, literally, that's a business decision, though. That's
literally, that's all I want is more Back to the Future movies.
Well,
do you, though? Maybe it's good that it died there.
Technically, they still leave it open because Doc's flying around in the flying time machine train, but you know he's not going to do anything.
Have you ever seen that GIF where the kid does the hand movement and then he points to his crotch?
Yeah.
And he's standing behind.
The little kid had to go pee on the set and they were filming and he was trying to tell somebody, I got to go to the bathroom.
Look it up.
If you guys are watching Back to the Future 3, when Doc pulls up with his two kids, look at the little boy, and he's got to go pee really bad.
I'm totally going back to watch
that. That's my personal one. My second one, Kurt, you'll appreciate this.
No, wait. Let me back the Back to the Future thing. Does the train go time travel at the end of 2, or is that
no? It does at the end of 3,
right?
They put the logs in.
So what's wrong with the train being the time travel machine?
Because it takes like 5 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I want the DeLorean. The train
runs
into
logs and stuff.
It requires a crew.
Like at certain times too.
You have to pay
coal powered. It's the Trump time machine.
Yeah, because the DeLorean gets destroyed by the end. The train runs into the DeLorean and destroys it. So I want the DeLorean back, man.
The DeLorean is coming back. GMC is making a DeLorean.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It looks like kind of like a Ferrari.
Actually. My
really
quick
nice.
One that I'll just throw out there.
Okay, what you got?
Kurt, you're going to appreciate this one. In the current season of The Flash, the second Iris West says, "We are The Flash," I want somebody to come in and just straight up murder her. That is the worst thing they've done on that show.
I heard that.
We are The Flash. No, you're not.
I saw that. I mean, you're not. No,
you're literally a girl that sits at a computer and tells The Flash, run faster. You are not The Flash.
No, yo, she's Iris is the worst thing about that show,
pretty brutal. Maybe she doesn't have to die, but just have Barry just bitch slap her.
Wow.
I'm not condoning domestic violence.
That's what it sounded like to me.
But
he's condoning integrity of a character.
Exactly.
Just make it fair. Hire a woman.
Yeah. This is not sexist. If it was a man, I would have said the same thing.
No, I agree. That's so
worst
worthy, man. Line, that's so freaking bad.
And that's what I gotta say about that.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay, so the new guy, the guy on the couch. So
I was a bad boy. I didn't do my homework.
If you heard this podcast before,
it's a rare thing. So what I did is I kind of pondered for a second here, and the two things that came to mind. One was sci-fi, and one was non-sci-fi. Heat. The movie Heat with Robert De Niro.
That 4-hour epic.
It's just one of the best movies ever.
It's a great
ever,
film. Yeah.
But it just ends like, it needed, like, I felt that they should have killed each other at the end, or he should have gotten away. I don't feel like killing off Robert De Niro was like, Robert De Niro shouldn't have just died off. I think it felt like too...
I can see that.
Like corporation came in and said, no, you can't make the bad guy win. Just switch it up right there. That's the only thing we're changing. Because it felt like it built up like he's the best bad guy ever. And he's like, he had his problems and everything. And you know
yes,
what I mean? But
did.
Like, but in terms of like how when you view bad guys, he was the most badass. Like he was trying to.
You know, I agree with you. There seems like especially. We seem to have gotten over that, but at least for like a solid decade, it seemed like they would do that shit all the time when it really felt like the bad guy should have won.
Yeah.
But they like feel like they just cut it.
The happy ending.
And they stuffed in the ending that we're supposed to get.
Feel like that movie was
the
like
Hollywood
the pinnacle
ending.
Of it.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
So it feels like you guys hate when people that should die don't get to die.
Fair enough.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Coming full circle here.
And then my second one, sci-fi, was The Abyss. The ending of Abyss just felt
I hate the ending of The Abyss.
So contrived. I don't know how it just...
They must have done something so we could breathe.
Yeah,
you know,
like, it felt like...
We didn't die from air pressure, so...
And that, again, yeah. I think it fits the same category of it should have been, like, cooler. And I think somebody was like, you can't do that. It's too deep. Or something along those lines.
Deep.
It was too deep. The public wouldn't like that. Put a little happy ending where the spaceship lifts them out of the water and they all live happily ever
after. I am so in agreement because there are so many scenes in that movie that are, I mean, they hit you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's such a powerful film. And then that last, it literally feels, that would be like the only movie in theaters I felt like I would ever just like leave as the credits roll in instead of just, sitting in.
There would be a better movie if you left about 10 minutes early.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I'm still going to sit to see how they finish this stupid thing off, but I'm not going to sit to see who wrote this. I'm just going to leave first and get in the car.
You know, man, it's going to be tough. But before we select our winner, you know, which I think I've got this locked up. But let's see.
You got a pretty strong argument.
I have to ask you guys what you think about this one. Do you guys think, because I had this discussion with Nick earlier, and we brought up whether or not we should allow Ned Stark to live in the first book of Game of Thrones.
No. Well, I think they could have.
That's a classic, like, oh, fuck.
No, because he's the motivation for a lot of other characters to continue.
He should have died, but I felt like
he
could have lasted a little longer. Like, they could have dragged it out a little bit.
He maybe could have died a better way, but I think that his death is really a catalyst for the whole show.
It does.
So I feel like, I mean, not like the only reason, but I think his is a main like shift in tone for the show. Right. So I don't feel he should be alive.
Yeah, because you kind of don't get the show unless he dies.
If you want someone to live, don't cast Sean Bean.
That's a very good point.
To be fair, his death,
Sean Bean, you know,
his death sets the tone for that show. Like obviously the first episodes the first season leading up to that is still pretty shock and awe. But
yeah,
his death is like, oh shit, they're not kidding around. Like, people that I think are the main character of the show are totally game to just get straight up decapitated. You know.
I thought Spoiler they don't alert. Do that to yeah. the single or the big guy. Man.
Spoiler, yeah. It's like 10 years ago now.
But that's my thoughts on that.
And I think you're right.
Yeah.
How do you even go forward if he lives? You know, but he's such a great character.
But it's Sean Bean. So.
It is. Okay, so who won this one, guys? Do you want to put this?
I'm actually gonna go with the midichlorians.
Yeah, yep. I can't deny that one.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it that easy to win that
hands
one?
Hands down.
I mean, I know that everybody would like Finn to die, but midichlorians
no,
is gonna
no,
win this
not
one.
Everybody wants Finn to die.
And if Abyss ended any differently, it wouldn't have made it any more popular than it was. It wasn't a franchise with toys.
I would almost if I couldn't pick midichlorians, I would pick the Abyss. I thought that was pretty,
that's pretty good,
pretty terrible.
But like Finn, though,
but Finn. Yeah.
Actually, we should drown Finn in the Abyss, and then that way
Finn,
it could
you're down
tie
here?
Two movies together.
He walks out of the water in the wall.
He's like, "Well, I didn't die in that laser, so
I've just been down here the whole time watching your news."
Trying to escape that girl that just randomly made out with me when none of that was clear through the whole movie. They were not romantically linked for the whole movie.
Pretty forced.
I don't think
it's so. Like that. We saw Independence Day Resurgence.
Well,
these two scientists were apparently into each other, but me and Jeff both looked at each other like, we don't mind this at all if it had made sense. Like, it was just remember that?
What was it?
The two scientist dudes.
Oh,
who ended up being like more than friends, but we didn't get that through the whole movie.
Yeah.
We were like,
fuck that movie.
We were like, there's
I'm
no,
glad I didn't see it.
Like if at the beginning of the movie, they had established that they were romantically involved, we would have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It was,
but
forced.
Then like at the end of like, when they're about to like die, they're just like, totally lay it on you, and you're just like, wait, hold on. The whole movie, you guys were,
but it wasn't
make sense.
Even done in a profound way where, like, it wasn't like they shared a moment. It was literally like out of nowhere, he just goes, like, babe, we made it through, or whatever. And it was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it would have been just as awkward, and it's nothing to do with like the characters being gay or anything. If you have two characters that have zero, like,
interaction,
tangible
almost.
Interactions in a movie, you can't just all of a sudden have them be like, "Babe, we're gonna die."
Not
like,
only did you finally say something, but it was something super.
It's the same. It's the same thing with Rose and Finn, where the whole time she's complaining about how the world is evil, and he's just like, "Oh, I see things now," and then she keeps him from dying, and then he's all like, "Why'd you stop me from dying?" Yeah. She goes, "Because something about a hero. I don't know."
There's way too much friend zoning going on.
And then she just
straight
up kisses him. And you can tell even the character in that moment that John Boyega was playing didn't understand what was happening.
He doesn't like her, though. He does not like her.
He doesn't like her. But if you look at his face, he's just as confused. I think on set, he was like, wait, what the fuck's happening? Is this in the script? I don't know what's going on. And they're all like, oh, yeah, your characters have chemistry. You just didn't display that through the whole movie.
Jeez,
I'm kind of angry about some of these things.
Yeah, he's a little upset.
I mean,
okay.
I just like things to make sense.
Yeah.
Let's move on briefly and talk a little bit about what was going on. This second segment, weekly wrap-up, just to see. Obviously, the big thing that happened was that Stephen Hawking's passed away. It was anybody like surprised by this? Like,
kind of. I mean, he was 76.
76, yeah.
I mean, it was as surprised as you can be when like a celebrity dies.
Well, my dad is 76, and
so he's 76, but he lived way longer than most people with ALS ever live. So.
Yeah, normally you live like 2 or 3 years max.
Yeah,
you know, after
so
diagnosis.
I was not shocked. I will just say that.
Yeah,
I was like,
fair.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he had a condition that would
like that,
cause his life to.
But the coolest thing about there's lots of things cool about Stephen Hawking, but he wasn't like, I mean, I love Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye and all those guys, but he did sort of the popular science gig, but he was a legit, like, crazy, insane physicist. He wasn't just a good guy at science, you know, doing popular
work. Well, when you have
work,
all your time in your mind, I mean, you gotta think, man. Not only was he already really intelligent prior to that, but when he was just left to his devices after ALS, I mean, all he could do
literally
was think. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Really?
I will say that
it was perfect.
I will say that towards the end, though, I felt like it was a lot of doomsday theories. It was starting to get a little out there for me.
Do you notice that in literature too, though? Like, the older the writer gets, the more they seem to dwell on doom and foreshadowing.
His big famous one that really sort of popularized him as a someone that was writing for the general public was the Brief History of Time back in like 1988, and they republished it in the 1990s. But it's the cool thing about it is he made the complex science that he was interested in accessible to an audience who otherwise would never, because I can read it and somewhat understand it when, you know, I can't pick up like the journal Nature and understand a goddamn thing because I'm an English teacher.
Wait, you don't understand that, dude?
Shut up.
It's easy.
Shut up. I got a copy in the bathroom, dude.
I can't read it.
No.
That's probably why you don't want Finn to die.
Yeah, exactly. But as far as like his connection to the nerd universe, I mean, the coolest thing about him is that it wasn't, you know, he was confined to a wheelchair since his 20s, and he, you know, was suffering from ALS, but he had like a sense of humor about himself.
He had a cool wife.
Yeah,
really,
well, I mean,
cared about him.
Yeah,
at least,
a couple, actually.
Yeah, well,
as he was funny Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, he was on Big Bang Theory. He's on The Simpsons.
Exactly.
Star Trek.
Yep.
He did have
Futurama.
A sense of humor.
Was he really on The
things.
Simpsons, though? Or did they just text to speech it?
That's fucked up, dude.
Man.
Proof.
I don't think you can post this one anyway.
I know. I think we're going to have to just.
Really, dude? That's somebody going to write me hate with mail now?
There's humor in
Simpsons. Or have someone voice to text you some email.
Oh, my God. Did I just call Stephen Hawking?
I think
if you think that's offensive, Stephen Hawking would have laughed at that joke.
Yeah,
dude.
He
exactly.
Probably would have.
He
would have absolutely laughed.
Well, I mean, in The Simpsons, they like straight up. I think there's a part where he goes, he insults somebody, and they're like, "What?" And then his thing goes, "Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom," and that's like the joke. And then also he has a punching thing that comes out of his chair. And punches Skinner in the face.
I love
that. It's really funny.
That's the greatest right there. We need more people like that. And to me, it was just kind of sad to hear that he had passed. Even though, I mean, obviously he lived to be 76, which wasn't expected. But just to lose somebody that great, you know, we don't have enough great people in the world. To lose one more was kind of a drag, for the weekend. It hit me harder than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. Man, that's
I kind of wanted
punch.
Him to do a little more, you know? That's how I felt. Like, keep going. Next breakthrough.
Yeah. Anything else happened this week? Obviously, I haven't seen it yet, but you guys probably had to take a look at the new Infinity War. Did we need another Infinity Wars trailer?
Actually, this
you
one.
You do need it.
Yeah, the teaser was a waste of time. The trailer.
Really?
was good. Dude, you're going to like it.
Okay, then we're doing a response to this bad boy.
The trailer was more like Thanos focused.
The trailer sets the tone. This one delivers the punch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay then.
And Thanos, finally, I see the armor.
Ooh. Well, it's... Well,
the Thanos armor.
It's a flashback, though.
But he still has the armor.
Yeah.
And he was wearing it in Guardians, so you know he has it. But at least they showed him in the fucking armor, man. Come on. What's up with this CrossFit Thanos that we're getting? Where he just shows up in his fucking tank top and sweats. And he's like, let's do this. Let's throw a tire. And then...
Dude, it's... One of the better, it's one of the better trailers of recent.
I mean,
memory.
Thanos, I get it. Like, Josh Brolin did he do mocap for it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So Josh Brolin did mocap for it. So I understand. Like,
dude, the graphics on Thanos look really good.
They look really good. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I think it was minimized so that it would be a little easier to animate.
Without the armor,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, the armor though. That's like that's Thanos' thing. I feel like he should have.
We're all over this. We're gonna do this. Okay, so let's jump into our last bit. Let's do our meteoric advice from a decent human being. Yeah. Obviously, Cloud's not here today, and I was just saying this earlier. It always seems a little bit like a bunch of dumb dudes talking about about romance when we try to do this without Cloud. But you know what? Fuck it.
Do it live.
We're gonna be dudes, and we're gonna.
Usually, my advice consists of. How much out of 10 would you bone?
Man,
that's equal opportunity. Anybody can bone anyone.
You know, is she hot? Not would you do her?
That's an office joke.
This is why people don't listen to the advice section when the guys do it.
It's
this
joke.
Is the type of crap that we come up with.
We don't actually feel any certain way. We just joke. But seriously, how many out of 10 would you bone?
Oh my God! Okay, here's the topic for today. Is it possible for a sci-fi dude to date a fantasy girl?
See, and I will say this:
there are.
I don't feel that it's that different.
I feel like you have to look at it from the extreme perspective.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
if you're looking at it at the extreme, like if somebody didn't like Star Wars because they were all about Lord of the Rings, I'd be like, you know what? I like both, so balance.
But you know,
but I think you have to even take it like further. Like not, it's not like can a Star Wars fan date a Lord of the Rings fan? No, it's like can a like hardcore like Battlestar Galactica like from day one like been to every convention fan date a you know elvish speaking?
There you go.
Lives life in a cosplay.
I think if
because you know there are people that cannot and will not watch like Lord of the Rings. Like they just they can't do it. Like science guys, you know. Because believe me, like the fantasy, those are distinctly different people. Like, if you're talking, like I love it all.
If we're gonna talk that, all right, and then I have a serious.
But there are distinctly
response to this,
you know, because there are the people that like believe in like you know magic and they love the Harry Potter you know universe and that. And the science guys are like,
I'm gonna put it in a way that's relatable. Then, so for me, I personally cannot enter relationships because if I have to ask for permission to do anything or, to like change what my schedule already is for something, then I can't do it. So if we're asking about like fantasy versus sci-fi and you're hardcore on both and you're expected to change a certain way because of that, then I don't think it's possible.
I will say this.
I think there's a compromise or because like for me, I get mad when people are like, oh, I don't know if I can hang out. I got to ask my girlfriend or my wife or vice versa. And I'm just like,
hey,
wait,
man.
You weren't.
That's what I do.
Nah, I was gonna say. I'm
hey,
just
man,
saying.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I'm saying when, and whether it's a wife asking her husband or boyfriend or a dude asking his wife or girlfriend, I think that at a certain level we are individuals, and if that's like a regular thing, I'm not saying like every now and again, it's fine. I get that, but if it's like every week you did one thing, like say I go to trivia every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday at 8, I go to trivia. So if I had to start asking permission for that shit, I'd be like, wait, hold on. I was doing this way before. This is an established thing.
Yeah, you just walk out and say trivia.
Yeah.
See ya.
I mean, it's kind of like that's
no,
what
I
I'm
agree
saying.
With you on that.
Okay, wait.
So I'm saying, like, if you're so stuck in a certain thing and something has to be your way,
a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend. I have.
Maybe
you have a train in the background.
Maybe lady wants a strong-headed guy that will take like 30 years to convince us that Lord of the Rings is cool.
But I will say this:
like, it's a project.
I feel like if we're looking at it on the extremes of like someone likes something so much they can't compromise, then that's the same thing as what I'm saying: is you want something so badly all the time that you can't compromise, then it's not going to work. And that's just on any level.
It goes both ways. Like, there should be a mutual respect there. Like, hey, if you want to do this, I respect that, and you can do it if you want. But I will say this, is if you are presented, like, with my girlfriend or whatever, like, if you feel like you're forced to, then it's not the point. But I don't have to go this week, we'll do whatever you want. It goes a long way.
You
man.
Feel obliged. To
they feel
like
you're going the extra mile for them. Like you're trying to.
I've canceled trivia for stuff.
Oh, he stopped doing his favorite thing.
But
to hang out with
I
me.
Just feel.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
I'm more
my,
important
it's my thing.
Than that.
I just feel like you should.
It's our thing now.
But here's the thing: is I'm like you're an individual. Be an individual. Like, and that's not just for guys.
But
that's for
not
girls
a relationship,
too.
Though you're not an individual right. anymore when you're in a relationship.
So
I feel like you are still though.
Well, yeah, you are as legally, but or I should say. Yeah, whatever.
I just think, look,
so
here's the thing. If I go to trivia every week, then that should be my thing. And if if she has something she's doing that she was doing before she met, even if she does it after she met anybody, and that was her thing, then that's your thing. And why can't some things be separate? I guess that's
so
what I'm saying.
So to relate it to the grand topic, it's
sci-fi,
like,
fantasy,
it's like,
some things can be separate.
You can't go to that Star Trek convention because there's a Tolkien convention.
Then just go to.
Know.
Then
right.
both of you
that
go to each
the,
convention.
That would be the comparison.
Then
yeah.
each of you go to
that's
the
what I'm
convention.
Saying
be an individual.
There should be a mutual respect there. Of I'm going to be a fan of this. You're going to be a fan of that.
Or
if
you
you're
do
gonna
something
force
for
your
them.
Beliefs on me, then that's not how it works.
Or instead of forcing your beliefs on them, you could say, "Oh, I'm making a compromise. I'm going to go with you on this one to yours,
mm-hmm.
and then
how
next time
we go
to one.
All right,
we'll
I'd be
all right
with that one.
And then the next one go back to yours.
Compromise.
And, yeah,
I'd be. But that's compromise. That's not.
That's relationship.
Compromise is relationship.
I guess. I don't know.
You ain't going to have it all your way, man. Guarantee it.
I mean,
you can have.
I compromise for like 3 days max, and then.
Get out.
And that's with anybody. That's not even in relationships. That's just in general. I think Kurt even knows this.
No.
I don't compromise for shit.
But I will say this. If you're a person...
Yes, I do know
actually,
that.
Jeff knows that I don't compromise for shit.
This is my personality kind of leaking out here, but like, if you're a person who is so stuck in their ways and unwilling to try new things, that's going to be a difficult challenge for anybody.
Then
so,
sign me up for that difficult challenge.
I was
going
to say, Jose, I'm talking to you. But
there are ladies out there that want a challenge. They're the
yeah,
the, yeah
and,
they
and,
want the they want the repair
yeah.
job.
I'm saying you, if you can just open
I
your,
don't need to be repaired.
Open your horizons just a little bit wider and try new things, you're setting yourself up for less conflict. So,
no, I mean, I totally agree with that. I mean, I think that but people do get really rigid with, you know, whatever, you know, genre they're super into.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's obviously guys that don't like to go see stuff their girlfriend wants to go see, and they'll just...
I'll go see...
And vice versa.
I'll go see stuff. I'm just saying, like,
well, look,
some
I,
things
I,
that are, like, my personal thing.
But, I mean,
I don't think it should really matter. Same thing as with the other person.
Well, you do have to be... I mean, you got to be flexible. I mean, I'm a scary movie nerd. That's what I grew up on. I used to... You know, when I was 9, I used to stay up like 2 o'clock in the morning watching zombie movies. I love that stuff. You know what? My wife hates that stuff. It scares the crap out of her.
My wife too.
And she literally will have nightmares. I mean, I'm like, I wanted to see It forever because I love the book. And there's nothing I could do to make her see that. But I also know if I made her see it, she would.
But did you go see it on your own?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you should have just gone and go see it on your own.
I read the book, so I'll get around to it.
I actually have a story on this. My wife does not also like horror movies.
Mm.
And she finally compromised for me. And she's like, all right, I'll see one. And I was like, okay, well, Quarantine's coming out in the movies. And so we'll go see that because I've seen the original REC. Mm-hmm. And I want to see the Americanized version. And oh
REC
my,
is so much better.
It really is. But in a theater, I think Quarantine really shined in certain aspects. And on DVD, it kind of loses its... Because, you know, the whole point of it was there's no music. It's all the sound of the building.
Yeah.
And in a theater, that's really effective. And so, and of course, seeing a horror movie with your wife for the first time, sure. She by the end of it, we were just on the edges of our seat. The credit hit, and she just stood up like a lightning bolt. She's like, I'm never seeing another horror movie with you ever again.
Oh, that's funny.
Here's my story on that, because my girlfriend doesn't really like horror either. She doesn't like gore. She likes scary, uh-huh, yeah, like Paranormal Activity and those, like, you know, the Conjuring and that. Right. But gore is totally out the picture. So we got invited to a movie screening, and they didn't tell us what movie it was going to be. But we knew it was rated R. That's all we knew. Uh-huh. And they're like, it's going to be the new reboot of The Evil Dead.
Oh,
where, like,
course,
blood is raining from the sky. People,
oh, my,
like,
God.
The girl splits her tongue with a razor blade. And, like, there's some of the most graphic, gruesome, yeah, gore,
that's
scenes,
rad,
in recent memory.
It's one of them, man.
And I was just like, I'm sorry. I looked over at her like, I'm sorry to force you to see this.
Oh, well, I got so a story that relates to this. I can see whatever I want because I'm single. What?
Yeah. And that's probably going to last for a while.
Shut up.
Okay, guys.
You and your mini-chlorians.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us again for another episode of Tiny Table 3, your Nerd Universe 3 segments. Hey, thanks, Milo. I don't know why I'm thanking you because you're always here, and it's... Yeah, it's not.
It's getting old now. Apparently, I'm a single loser who will not change.
Dude, it's so great to have Jeff back in the room.
It's
sorry.
A pleasure to be back.
I know you're busy, and I hope you can come out more often.
I know.
It's great
I
to
need
have
to,
you
know,
and
fit it into my busy schedule.
We we broke Spencer's cherry. Did you have a good time, Spencer?
Actually, yeah, a lot. It was a blast.
So don't forget to check us out on tinytable3.com. Of course, you can, if you're listening to the podcast, you're hearing us either on SoundCloud, on Hear This, on Stitcher, and, of course, on iTunes, where we get most of our listens. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Of course, we have a YouTube channel. Our subscription keeps going up, even though we suck balls. But you guys keep on subscribing. We love you so much. And if you're listening to this right now, we're going to go ahead and do a reaction to the new Infinity Wars trailer, which I didn't know that we needed. So we'll go ahead and cue that baby up. So go check us out.
I'm
and
gonna run to the store and grab Kurt some new underwear before we watch it.
Yeah.
Nah. I like. I want to crap myself.
You want a little soggy?
Oh, I won't be crapping yourself.
I want to soak in my juices.
Oh. All right, that's it. Just end it right there. Who cares? Nothing we say will erase that imagery from my mind.
Confessions. It's gotta be made.